Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
You've joined us for episode 68 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your handbags and purses.
Ladies and man bags, maybe?
Yeah, man bags.
Yeah. This is such a fun episode.
Well, we hope it's going to be.
I love this kind of thing. Like, we're going to make you rich. We're going
rich.
To... Oh, you wait. We've got a competition in this episode. We haven't done a competition in a little while.
No.
So we've got a competition. So, Kirst, how many handbags do you own?
I have decluttered my handbags. So I'm down to, I think, maybe 3 or 4.
Is that including clutches?
No, and then I was just about to say, and maybe 1 or 2 clutches. I love, love, love handbags.
Yes.
As I have started and continued on my decluttering journey, though, I have let go of lots of handbags.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a really expensive handbag a couple of years ago. And I absolutely love it. It's leather.
When you say really expensive, so I've never spent over maybe $80 on a handbag. But I have clients who have spent $1,200.
Okay, so a middle of the road handbag.
Yep.
It was like maybe $300.
Yep.
Not $300, it was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very expensive. It was the most expensive bag I've ever bought.
Mm-hmm.
Pure leather, all leather.
Beautiful.
Really, really nice. However, I'm a massive fan of my water bottle. Like, it lives with me. It's like my fourth arm, my third arm being my phone. So if I don't have my phone and my water, I'm of no use to anybody.
I am so the same.
Yes.
So the same. I never have a bag without a bottle in it.
Yes. And at the time and subsequently, a lot of my water bottles leak or because I like them for different other purposes. Like I like this one that I've got in here, I like it's got a handle on it so I can carry it with me. But sometimes it snaps open.
Yes.
If it's laying down. And this beautiful handbag that I've bought is a over-the-shoulder handbag, small handbag that doesn't fit. Because I bought it after I got rid of the nappy bag.
Oh, that is the first so excited, can't talk.
Ooh.
The first handbag post-nappy bag is like welcoming back into womanhood.
Yes, adulting again.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you're adulting when you're parenting, but...
Yeah, but like, it's something of a milestone.
It is. So I had went, right, I no longer have to have everything but the kitchen sink in my handbag, so I'm going to invest in a nice handbag. However, water bottles kept leaking. So I have put that aside for a little while, and I'm now going to a big catch-all bag.
Mm-hmm. That you can fit a laptop in.
That I can fit a laptop in. So, and I wanted it to be a nice bag, and it is a nice bag, and it's got a few pockets in it, and I like that I can carry my laptop, and it's not a laptop bag,
yes,
per se.
Yep.
And it has room for my water bottle and my thermos, my T2 thermos,
both.
That I'm nearly just as addicted to.
You are.
I am. I've even bought it down here to Melbourne.
Yes. I've actually purchased new drink bottles just so they can be like handbag drink bottles.
No, but I don't like that size that you have. I like,
The big
bigger
one.
Bottles. But so I don't like the big 1 litre bottles
correct.
That you have of Tupperware.
Yes. So I use those ones for some occasions, but never put that in my handbag because I do not want it to leak.
I know.
So you've got three to four handbags, clutch or two.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you?
F1 handbag.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I knew. I could tell this whole conversation. You had this look of glee, like, hey, I'm winning this competition. Because everything with you is a competition. Because you're competitive. I knew it. I know you.
And I'm not a handbag person.
No.
So it's functionality for me. I mean, I love my handbag. But what I do is I buy a handbag that I love. I use it to death. And then when it's really had enough and it started to peel and things, I chuck it in the bin and get a new one. So I have no qualms in buying a beautiful handbag, but I'll just buy one, use it, and then it's done. But I do also have an evening clutch, which I've just, it's not even an evening clutch. It's quite a big clutch, but it's a clutch.
That you can wear, get dressed up in.
Correct.
And adult in.
Adult in. The rare occasions that that happens.
You get to be
If I ever go to out on my own, like to a media event or something, I take my clutch because I feel adult. I wear high heels and wear a clutch. Like, that never happens.
Oh, I just realised I brought another handbag the other day.
Do you love it?
I do love it because, see? I know, and that's what, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having 100 million handbags if you use all of them.
100 million's probably pushing it.
Probably. But so this other little handbag I bought is a small over-the-shoulder bag because my good real leather one is too big for running out of the house.
Yep.
And so I bought this one because when I go out with my girlfriends, I wanted a small bag, or if I'm going out with the kids after school and I'm not needing to take my laptop to do work, or and I'm not needing my big bag.
Yep.
I wanted a small bag that just fitted my keys and my mobile phone, which is also my wallet.
So what I think we're establishing is that different bags serve different purposes.
Yes.
And that there's no one size fits all. In fact, I'm kind of motivated to go out and buy another bag. But
oh, sorry.
No, I won't because I don't need it.
Whereas I needed it.
You wanted it.
I did want it, and it definitely serves a purpose.
Correct.
And since buying it, I've used it every other day.
Yeah. So let's talk then about, have a talk about how do you change over handbags. So if you are swapping them day in and day out, so in my handbag, I've got like pouches for things. So I've got a pouch that's got medications in it. And if I did need to change bags, or sometimes if I'm going out with the kids and they're taking a backpack, I just put my stuff in their backpack.
Mm.
So I would take my phone, my wallet, my medication pack. Like that's it. So how do you, when you're changing bags relatively regularly, do you take everything out or do you just take out the two things that you need?
Well, let's just clarify. I don't change bags very often at all. I know I said I've got this little bag, but all I put in it is my keys,
but that's what
and
I mean.
Mobile.
So do you leave the other bag fully packed?
Yes, I leave the
That's what I mean.
Bag.
Yeah.
I leave the other bag fully packed because that other bag is only
for a different purpose. Yes. Okay, great.
There is, I love that idea of having little bags inside of bags. Like if you're having your sanitary items in a little bag, if you've got makeup in a bag.
Phone charger and a battery pack or something.
Yeah. And that makes it really, really easy to switch over bags.
Mm.
I do like those convertible, what are they called? Like they're a catch-all, like lots of little pockets.
They're like an insert.
Yeah, an insert. And then you just take that out of one handbag and put it in another handbag because then you're not having to change. You're not having to like lift your bag up,
take everything out,
empty it out.
So when we declutter with clients and we see lots of handbags, we actually go through them.
Yes.
So this is why I say we're going to make you rich, is because I found
that's where you're going with it. I was like, how are people going to be rich?
Last week, 2 weeks ago, I was working with a client who loves handbags and had some amazing handbags, and so we went through every single one of them. I reckon we found $150 in coins.
In coins?
In coins. Coins alone. No notes. So we also probably found 50 tampons and 500 dirty tissues and receipts from years ago and makeup, like eyeliners that hadn't been. Like, but that's what you find in those bags in your wardrobe if you don't unpack them properly. There's just money sitting in there that you could totally be using on buying a new handbag. No, I shouldn't say that.
She probably didn't need to buy a new handbag by the sounds of things.
So how, like, you really want to be conscious that you're not putting handbags full of stuff away.
No,
because there's always mints in everyone's handbags.
I was just about to say the same thing. Mints or chewy.
Yes.
Like extra packets, PK type packets, yes, where the They're extras not, have gone gross.
But that's a lot of money over time that you're wasting.
Do you know what else I found in bags? Jewelry.
Oh.
My God, that's where those diamond earrings have been.
Wow.
Often find jewelry.
Yeah, because you take it off when you're...
jewelry.
Oh, like, that would be and such a great
precious
find.
Jewelry when you, you know, if you've gone out yeah. for, you've got dressed up and you're being an adult and going out to adult things and you've got nice diamond earrings on and then you're in the car or in the Uber on the way home and you're like, oh, I've got to get these out. They're starting to hurt me or you
yeah.
know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'm going to start getting undressed so I can just jump in the shower when I get home. You put them in your handbag and then you don't clean out your handbag that you only use once a year and it gets lost, which uh-huh. is a great discovery, but sad that you haven't been able to use those
exactly.
earrings in the meantime.
For quite a while.
For years, potentially, if you don't get to go out on dates very often.
Would you love to have a decluttered and beautifully organized home, but just don't know where to begin? Well, we have designed a beautiful webinar called Your 3-Hour Declutter Plan, and we would love to invite you to join us there and learn all of our secrets. You can find out more at artofdecluttering.com.au/webinar. Clear the clutter, clear the stress, create space in your mind and your home. We can't wait to see you there in the webinar. That's artofdecluttering.com.au/webinar. Now back to the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
When we go into clients' homes, do you often declutter purses? I often declutter purses.
More so handbags. Much more so handbags than purses. Yeah. Tell me about why you... I mean, I get why you do, and I'm now thinking, awesome, I'm going to do that more.
Yeah, well, I totally do handbags because, you know, you find the diamond earrings and you find the $150 worth of coins and it's a great opportunity to question whether or not you still love that handbag.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, I still love my old handbag that I upgraded to this one, but I know I'm still going to use that old handbag.
Mm.
But in another year, I may not. Like, in another year, I may realize, or in another 6 months, I may realize that I've actually not used that
yeah.
in the last 6 months. But at the time, because it's not ruined, it's not been killed like your handbags do,
yep.
then I go, well, I might go back to that handbag.
Mm.
Like, I might use it as a weekend bag.
One of the things we use handbags for is if a client's getting rid of handbags and they're still in perfectly good condition, is we fill them with sanitary products or beauty products, and then we send it to Share the Dignity.
Yes.
So we've, you know, that's something that we at Simply Organized do, and it sounds like Feels Like Home as well, is we kind of go into drive mode when they run their campaigns. And so what will sometimes happen is we'll take the bags and we'll fill it with products ourselves.
Yes.
Or we say to the clients, have you got products that you can also add into that so that we can gift it on?
Yes, I love Share the Dignity and I love that campaign. However, often in my clients' homes, they have upgraded their bag for a reason. It's because it's dead or nearly dead and should not be passed on. It should actually go in the bin. And sometimes we're not ready to do that at time of upgrade because we're attached to our bags.
Yeah.
They've done life with us for a couple of years or a couple of hundred years.
A couple of hundred years?
Yeah.
I love that.
Might exaggerate a little bit, but so we're not necessarily ready to let go of it straight away. I think that we want to encourage you to do that if you know that it is dead. Let it go. But if you think that it still has a bit of life, then sure, keep it. And then reassess in 6 months' time.
Yep.
Go back and reassess. And that's what I do when we go in. Well, that's what we do when we go into clients' homes and we find 50 bags. We're like, do you use all 50 bags? And do you have two black clutches? Tell me why you would use this black clutch. And then why would you use this black clutch? Why? Or would you? Do you have a favorite and you just keep going back to that black clutch? Then could you let go of the other one?
And it's hard to make that decision when the clutches have stuff in them.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to declutter a bag once you've already decluttered what's in it.
And it's really so much more easy to make decisions when you see everything together. Like, because you can just keep one bag. You're like, it's okay. I'm just upgrading this bag, but it's good. It's still good. I might use it. But then when I or Amy come along and we get you to get out all your 50 bags.
And lay them on the bed.
Yeah, lay them on the bed or the floor and you go, woo, forgot about that handbag. Woo, forgot about that one too.
You're going shopping in your wardrobe before you head to the shops and buy a new handbag. You've probably got one that you love because you bought it already.
Yes. So it might inspire you to start using it again, or it might inspire you to pass it on to Share the Dignity and give new life to that bag.
So talking about having everything out on the bed,
yes,
we have a competition this week, and that is that we challenge you, we double dare, we super double dare you to empty...
Physical challenge,
it may be for some of you, empty the entire contents of your handbag onto your bed, take a photo and post it on our Facebook page or post it on Instagram and tag The Art of Decluttering. We want to know how much is in your bag. We want to know the strangest thing that you found while you were decluttering your bag.
And it does not have to be flat lay. It doesn't have to be perfectly Instagrammable flat lay.
Oh, no, just dump it and take a photo.
Style it if you don't want to. But
you
if
can
that's your
want.
Thing, if you're a huge Instagrammer, do that. Do flat lay. Also, we want to challenge you to get into those purses. I said purses before, but then I sidetracked and went back to handbags. Purses often have overflowing of store cards that you don't actually need to use.
Fantastic.
Don't need in your purse anymore. You can get store card apps.
Yes, you can.
And often now, do you go in? You don't shop in Woolies, but I go into Woolies and my store card pops up on my phone.
Oh.
Same when I go to Virgin Active Gym. It pops up. It knows that I'm in the gym.
That's great.
And the card pops up. So I don't need to carry my Virgin card in with me anymore.
Do you know that my credit card has my Flybuys barcode on the back? So I don't ever have to swipe my Flybuys card. I just swipe the back of my credit card. It's got like a little barcode on it. And that scans Flybuys. And then I tap to pay. So it's a two-in-one.
Awesome. So there's so many different options of actually storing cards in your handbag. See if in the store, if they say, do you have your card or can you give me your mobile number? Give your mobile number.
And give them the card.
And give them the card
to
and
throw
say,
it in the bin.
Please dispose of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
carefully, mm-hmm. Respectfully. Or you keep it and you dispose of it. Put it in your shredder. Do you do that often with cards?
No, I cut them up with a pair of scissors.
Do you have a shredder?
Yes.
But not one with a card?
It shreds cards, but my shredder's in my car because I take it to clients. I don't use it at home.
Next time, take your store cards with you.
I'm going to chop them up and chuck them when we get home. So we want you to, we will think of the most awesome prize we can think of.
We will.
Get it to you. Whoever wins this competition.
What's the criteria for winning?
What do you think, Kirst?
I think we're going to have to think about that.
Mm. We will let you know the details of the competition. Just jump on our Facebook page. It'll be the tagged post.
Yeah, and Instagram. Yeah. On our socials.
Yeah.
So we want you to declutter your purse as well. Get rid of all the old receipts. Get rid of stamps that are 65 cents and you can no longer use.
No, like,
you
have to take them to the post office and get another 35 cent stamp to go with it. Don't waste.
No, don't waste it.
Well, donate it to your neighbour.
But know that it is several reiterations ago of Australia Post stamps.
A long time ago.
Get rid of coins out of your purse that are not Australian currency or British currency or US currency, mm-hmm. or wherever you happen to live in this beautiful big world. Get rid of other currency. What else do you find in purses? You don't declutter them very often.
Rings and keys. So people will often take them off and put them in the coin compartment. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I have my parents' house key in my coin compartment at the moment because they've been in Paris. And so I had it, but I only had it for a period of time. So if you've got extra things in there, make sure you return them to their home.
Yes. Declutter your purse. Then you might be able to purchase a smaller purse next time you...
Or not have one at all.
Or not have... Like go, you. Yeah. Go mobile phone like me.
I'm really wanting to do that.
It's awesome. Look how many cards I've got in there.
I have more credit cards than you have cards.
I've got a couple of credit cards in this pocket.
Yes. Because I've got
our credit card.
That's right. We've got a credit card.
We don't have it. It's not a credit card. It's a Visa. Debit card.
We know what you mean. Whatever. All right.
Anyway, yeah.
Post a photo of the contents of your handbag.
And regularly declutter your bag.
Yeah.
Like listen to this episode every couple of months.
Here's what I do. When I'm sitting at an appointment and the doctor's running 45 minutes late.
Only 45?
There's always a bin in those rooms. So I would just go through my bag. Like I don't pull everything out on the floor, but I just go through and go, yeah, okay, there's a muesli bar wrapper in there. Pull anything out, chuck it in the bin there and then.
Yes. Great tip.
Let that be a trigger for you.
Awesome. Next time you're sitting, don't play with Facebook. Don't scroll Facebook or Instagram. Declutter your
handbag.
Listen to
us and declutter your handbag. Have an amazing week. We love you guys and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.